Welcome to Double Fries No Slaw, instant reaction podcast. Florida State drops a road game to Louisville in which the Noles were completely outmatched. Their record falls to 2-4, could not capitalize on the win that they had last weekend and have that carry over to this week. Man, I don't even know where to start. This is going to be quick. It's going to be depressing. But we'll try and get through it together. Richie, Freddie, outside of the loss, how's your weekend going so far?
That loss kind of killed my weekend because it was part of my parlay, so not too well, man.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I don't know if I'm numb to this or what. I fully expected us to win this game in somewhat convincing fashion, and here I am not throwing my remote against the wall or you know, slapping the couch. I'm ready to go have a good rest of my weekend still. There's a lot of things left, but what we just watched for the past 3.5 hours was far from that.
Not a good result, not a good game from Florida State. It started well, a lot like last week, right? It started well with the first drive of the game. Florida State drives right down the field and scores. Pretty incredible play by Jordan Travis to take a busted play into the end zone. That was one of very few highlights that Florida State had today. And then from there, Florida State just absolutely fell apart. Couldn't get stops on defense. Got one more touchdown through the rest of the game late in the second quarter, right, to cut it to 28-14. But then outside of a safety, never scored again. Offense was bad. Defense was really, really bad. And man, just not great. What was your biggest takeaway from this, Richie?
Our receivers, they chose not to show up today at all. That was freaking embarrassing. Balls hitting them right in the hands. And I don't want to pile on the kid because he's been nothing but fantastic at Florida State. But six, man, that first quarter, that drop on the third and long, I mean, you have to come away with that. I think that's where the game was lost. Then, you know, Chuba has a beautiful pass on fourth down and he drops it again, but he wasn't the only one. None of our receivers could play. The entire defense was trash today. I don't think Jordan Travis played that bad. He was just put in bad positions. And I thought the running backs ran hard, but outside of that, the offensive line, they were okay. You know, I have no gripes with them, but the receivers and that defense it was disgusting watching that play. What do you think, Freddie?
Yeah, I agree. That play in the first half, I really believe changed the game. I think if we get a score there, even if it's a field goal, it's a different game. Of course, I think we didn't show that we could stop Louisville all game, but that at least helps. We had to change up our whole game plan after that because they came down and they got a score. So it changed everything, and that really killed us, and we didn't get any momentum the rest of the game after that. So in the defense, it just – after what we saw last week in the first half, we kind of thought that they would take this next step. They went right back to the ways of old, so that was disappointing to see.
It felt
school's
like
gold, man. School's gold.
In the first half against North Carolina, everything that could go Florida State's way did. For the entire 60 minutes, outside of probably the Jordan Travis, you know, kind of broken play, first touchdown that gave us the 7-0 lead, everything that could go against Florida State did, right? And they weren't. Louisville was the much better team anyway, so I'm not saying that we got bad breaks, but when you're the worst team and you don't get the breaks, it really goes against you, right? Like, we're dropping passes. We're not able to read misdirection. We're forcing fumbles to start the – you know, our defense comes out, stops them on a 3-and-out the first drive, and then our offense goes 3-and-out, and we don't move the ball. Then we force a fumble right after that, and nobody's around the ball to pick it up, right? Like, in recovering fumbles is largely luck. I mean, nobody was there. It wasn't like somebody tried to scoop and score and just didn't fall on it. I mean, just largely unlucky, you know? But when you are not as good of a team, you don't play as well, and you're unlucky, blowouts happen. And Louisville absolutely dominated this game. If Florida State, you know, Florida State was a remember how Jimbo used to say, like, we were inches away? Florida State was inches away from this game being respectable. And not a close loss, not like a chance to win. If you get the fourth down conversion, you get in. If you score at the end of the half, it's a 10-point game. And you kind of probably don't see the same kind of result, but I don't think Florida State was even close to winning this game. And it all kind of started up front. It all kind of started with the defense. The offense wasn't great outside of a drive or two in the first half, but I think the offense knew, hey, our defense is completely lost today. We've got to score every drive. And we couldn't and didn't, and thus you have the result that you do. Interceptions that happened, you know, we had an interception where Jordan Travis throws the ball, it hits 80 in the shoulder pad and pops straight up, and, you know, they pick it off. So just everything that could go against Florida State today did. Much of that was their own play. And so frustrating because I thought we had turned a corner after last week. But, you know, our defense has a lot of work to do. Our offense has a lot of work to do. But, yeah, not a good way to start a Saturday. I am glad this game was at noon, though, because if this was an 8 o'clock game, we probably wouldn't even have done this show. I'd probably be so hammered and pissed off. I probably would
pass out on the couch
out of here. So at least the Saturday can get better going forward. When this happens at 8 o'clock, you're just ready to, you know, end it all. Richie, go ahead.
I mean, it's kind of the opposite of, you know, Willie's first year to where the 1 year where the defense was just so bad that the offense kind of, yeah, second year with Kendall, the offense wasn't great, but the defense was so bad it kind of overshadowed it. And now it's kind of the same thing, because like you said, TJ, the offense has a lot of work to do as well. And I know we don't have Tamari and Terry, and I've not seen a game with this many drops where I'm having a hard time letting that go. That just so many drops on balls that hit him right in the numbers. I'm not talking tough 50-50 balls. I'm talking you were the only player the ball was near and you just dropped it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate because it's, you know, you have that huge win last week, and then that, I don't want to say the program took a step back this week, but the defense definitely did. And they got to figure that out, because right now, that from the first drive, I mean, the only time we stopped Louisville in the entire first half from scoring points was when they ran out of time. Right? I don't think any of us question if Louisville had a minute left on the clock, that's probably a touchdown. So it's just, man, that was just such a bad game. And somehow I feel worse than that 2016 Louisville game, because at least they had Lamar Jackson. You could tell, like, that kid was special. Tua Atwell's good. Hawkins is amazing running back. But, man, nothing on that offense should say, you know, we're going to go give up a 50 burger nearly.
Yeah, and I think one thing to remember, and so typically Richie and I have reversed roles right now, because typically I'm the negative one and Richie's the one that puts a positive spin on things. But progress is not necessarily linear. And sure, by saying that, just because we looked good, it's going to come and go, right? You're going to have times where you look really good, and you're going to have times where you look like absolute dog crap. And we looked really good against North Carolina for half the game, and we look like absolute dog crap today. And so it's not, you know, I'm raising a 4-month-old right now, and the progress there is not linear either, right? He'll have a night where he goes 8 hours, and my wife and I are like, yes, he's going to sleep through the night. And then the next night he goes 2.5, and we're just like, you know, ready to jump out of our second-story house windows. Same thing with Florida State's defense and Florida State's team in general. There are going to be good moments, and there are going to be bad moments. It's over the course of the season, do they look like they've improved? Obviously, if we could all trade the blowout loss today for a 3-point loss or a 10-point loss or something close, we would take it. But I think that we have to realize it's a gradual process. What does Florida State do from here, right? We'll talk about the game tomorrow night more on the live show, but where do we go from here? We've got 2 weeks to prepare for a much, much, much different Pitt team. And how do we approach that? What are the things that are cleaned up? Pitt's not going to put up 50 on us, I hope, knock on wood. But it's going to be a very different game. And can Florida State find a way to win that one? I really thought that if Florida State could split between Pitt and Louisville, that was a really, really good situation. I know that going 2-0 would have been great, but I think that if you can come back and beat Pitt and get to 3-4, I think we're feeling a lot different, you know, over the last 4 games of the season after that. Freddie, what do you think?
Yes, just looking back at the game, last week, I think Coach Fuller had a good game plan. He confused UNC, provided pressure, and just made it hard on Sam Howell. So to see this week, it was frustrating to see guys running open all game. Tutu Atwell, that's one thing. He's a great player. You would like to see them take him out of the game, but that's hard to do. But when you see everybody else out there running wide open, anybody else could have went off on this game, and it was frustrating to see. The running back, of course, we knew he was a great player. He went off, but everybody had – they were just passing the ball around all game. Like, we couldn't get a stop on anybody. The players have their role, but Coach Fuller, you got to answer to us on this one. That was just horrible to see. Like, there's plays they didn't even get to, and I'm watching it on the TV screen like, yo, this guy's running wide open down the field, but he didn't see him. And this is happening all game. Like, that can't happen.
Definitely a setback today. Definitely not what we expected. The whole crew picked Florida State to win this game. Saying that, though, I mean, even Mark Enos was on the podcast, covers Louisville, and said though he was picking Louisville, he thought Florida State should have been favored in this game. So I don't think we were the only ones. Guys on College Game Day today said that Florida State, it just felt different. It looked different. You know, I'm not quite ready to call that North Carolina win fool's gold. I think it raised the expectations to a level that were higher than what was realistic. But I think that toward the end of the year, we'll see that progress has been made. And again, it's not linear. You're not necessarily going to look a little bit better every single time you step on the field. But do we look better at the end of the year in those last couple of games than we did at the beginning? I hope the answer is yes. I think the answer will be yes, but today is definitely a frustrating one. I'm glad the bye came at this week. I think it helps Jordan Travis get a little more healthy. I think it helps the offense and defense prepare for a game that they need to win. Florida State needs to beat Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's not a great team. They've struggled with some injuries themselves. They're not a prolific offense. I think our defense will look better just as a result, or a, you know, kind of an attribute of that. But I think the bye week is coming at a good time for Florida State. And hopefully we can see improvement past that. And then hopefully something happens and the Clemson game gets canceled. So any other thoughts outside of that, guys? We can be quick today and move on out of here.
Nah, that's really it. Hopefully JT gets healthy over this bye week to kind of help the offense out, but defense, they have to figure things out, because as long as they're struggling, it's going to be hard for us to win as the season goes on.
And we'll get into it more in tomorrow's show. I mean, so we have three games of film on Travis now, and it looks like they were, I think he threw 20 passes in the first half. That's way too many for this offense with him at quarterback for the style they want to run. Unfortunately, we go to the bye week with far more questions than we thought we would have. But you know, like TJ said, it's not a linear progress. You know, it is what it is. They're going to be some games where it looks like we take a step back, and they may come out and beat Pitt in 2 weeks. We don't know. But today it just leaves a really sour taste in my mouth. Luckily, I'm going to – what? It's not even 4 o'clock, so we have all day left. I'm going to go enjoy the rest of my day, guys. I don't know about you.
I'm down, so I know.
Yeah, I'm going to a wedding with an open bar and such, so yeah, I'll be fine. Go Rays tonight. Hopefully they can find a way to even up the series. And if not, then my team's went 0-3 today, so I'm in trouble. Hey, Liberty's undefeated. Liberty's 6-0 at this point. actually, they're up by 14. It's actually gotten a little bit close, but they're up by 14 with 12 minutes to go. So hopefully Liberty finishes that off and gets to 6-0, because that's the only good thing I have in my sports life right now. All right, guys, we'll see you tomorrow night. I think we talked about the show's going to go live at 7 o'clock. So 7 p.m. We'll be live trying to go right between the Bucks game and the World Series. Could start at like 7:15. The Bucks go a little long. But we'll see you guys live at 7 o'clock. And I don't have anything else. I'm depressed. So you guys have a good rest of your Saturday. Hopefully it gets better.
All right, y'all.
Again, we'll see y'all tomorrow. I've come to talk with you again, because a vision softly creeping left.
left it scenes while I was leaving, and the vision that was planted in my brain still. Dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold and damp, when my eyes were stemmed by the flash of a split the night and touch the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing. Like a cancer.